1670, the dashing James Douglas, 2nd Marquess of Douglas in Scotland, married Lady Barbara Erskine. On that happy day, someone was brooding in the wings, a rejected suitor of Barbara's, one Lurie of Blackwood. Shortly after Barbara produced her first child, Lurie put out a rumour that she'd been unfaithful to her husband. Douglas immediately separated from Barbara, sending her heartbroken and shamed back to her father, and there she remained, never to remarry. This sad story was immortalized in a popular ballad of the day, which was to become a famous folk song, one of my favourites, O Waly Waly, also known as The Water Is Wide. It tells of love fading and becoming cold, and how what is trusted can be false. As the words say, I leaned my back against an oak, thinking it was a trusted tree. But first it bent, and then it broke. So did my love prove false to me. Sad as the story is, it's something of a relief to know that the real Barbara Erskine was able to claim from her former husband and at least support herself. Versions of the song were found all over England and in America too. During the First World War, Cecil Sharp notated the song while he was in America. It's in that form that the song has become well known. It's been recorded countless times, including versions by Pete Seeger, The Seekers, and Peter, Paul and Mary. There have been many arrangements of the song by classical composers, but I love the one by Benjamin Britten, arranged in 1948 with its parallel piano chords. O Waly Waly is sung here by Anthony Rolfe Johnson, accompanied on the piano by Graham Johnson.
The water is wide, I cannot get o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that will carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. Oh, down in the meadows the other day, a gathering flowers was fine and gay, a gathering flowers. But when it is old,
That was O'Whaley Whaley, sung by Anthony Rolfe Johnson, accompanied by Graham Johnson. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.